Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar is calling for immediate gun law changes in the wake of last week's shooting at Annunciation Church and school in Minneapolis that killed two children. Klobuchar says we can't give up on trying to make changes.
It is impossible to believe when you look at what happens in other countries that still have legal guns and still allow for hunting. You know that we can be better. You know we can do better. You know that guns should not get into the hands of the people that have been doing these shootings.
Police say all of the guns used in the shooting were purchased legally. With kids back in school, Minnesota parents need to be doing their best to make sure germs aren't being spread and they aren't getting sick. Minnesota Department of Health Clinical Immunization Unit Supervisor Jessica Metzger.
We want to make sure that all of our students that are heading back to school are vaccinated according to that recommended schedule that's set up there by our schools. We'd like to pinpoint washing the hands, keeping our hands out of our mouths. Don't share water bottles. Don't share lip balm or lip gloss.
More tips on keeping kids healthy can be found on the MDH website. Attorney General Keith Ellison celebrates the dismissal of a lawsuit challenging the state's ban on captive audience meetings. Passed in 2023, the law protects workers from being forced into meetings that push political or religious views or discourage unionizing. In a 2-1 ruling, the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals decided the case couldn't proceed without actual enforcement. Ellison says the decision is a win for workers and reminds Minnesotans they can sue if punished for refusing to attend such meetings. Free nitrate testing at FarmFest this year revealed issues in some of Minnesotans' well water. Minnesota Department of Ag water expert Kim Kaiser says it's crucial to get well water tested for nitrates.
The MDH's drinking water standard is 10 milligrams per liter, and that really has to do with what's called blue baby syndrome, and that can really affect how much oxygen is carried in baby's blood.
Over the three-day event, 107 private wells were tested, with six exceeding the federal health standard of 10 milligrams per liter. In other headlines, Governor Wallace says he will call a special session to address gun legislation and keeping kids safe in schools, but still no word on when that will happen. One Democrat wants to make sure both sides are serious about making changes. DFL Representative John Hewitt of Rosemount.
I'm sick of the politics that are playing out in this. Don't bring us back just to get some votes. Bring us back if we got substance. Every time, you know, an incident happens, and that's terrible. But make sure that we can actually get something done.
The Republican agenda includes beefing up security in schools and offering more mental health services. One person is dead and two others injured from a crash near a Rochester College campus Wednesday. Investigators say two vehicles collided at an intersection near Rochester Community and Technical College. A 74-year-old man driving one vehicle was killed. The man's 18-year-old passenger and the other driver, 34, were both brought to a hospital. No citations were issued. And the Minnesota Lynx shoot for their third straight victory tonight when they play the Aces in Las Vegas. Minnesota's Nafisia Collier and Asia Wilson of Vegas are the front runners for MVP this season. This is MNN.